in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the eve of the Browns' second preseason game. Going to take on the Packers tomorrow night in Green Bay. We'll be there for that one. And we'll give you a little preview of that game tonight. Pete Doherty, who is from the Green Bay Press Gazette, covers the Packers, will join us to give us a Packers update. You talk about injuries. I mean, we know that the Browns have had their share just in one camp and one preseason game, but how about the Packers? They've had a lot, and they've actually had even more than the Browns. I don't know if Browns fans are going to have any sympathy for them. I'm sure not, but we'll get caught up with Pete on the Packers. We're also going to turn our positional spotlight, our series of positional spotlights, on the linebackers. Bill Davis, the linebackers coach for the Browns, will join us to talk about that position. We'll also hear, and of course, with the injuries, there have been opportunities for some younger players to get on the field, Craig Robertson being one of those young guys, and we'll hear from him as well during this show. We also hear from you. Love it when we do. You send us your comments, your questions via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, and of course the Browns Daily Twitter page. That's at Browns underscore daily. Check that one out. And we go right to that Twitter page, our own here for the show. John says, hey Vic, do you think that it's reality yet that we can say Brandon Whedon, Colt McCoy, and Seneca Wallace will all stay at quarterback? My answer to that is probably not yet, that we know how this thing is going to shake out. I do think that the first two spots are mostly together in my mind, meaning Brandon Whedon as the starter and Colt McCoy as the backup. The question I do have is with that third spot and whether that would be Seneca Wallace. It's just a case of, yeah, he's a veteran and you want that experience at the position. I don't think that's a bad thing, but I'm not entirely sure just how everything would add up, the numbers, if everything would shake out properly for this team to keep him in a third role. So we'll see how that all unfolds, but right now I would feel better about saying that perhaps two of those three spots look a little more defined than that third spot, and we'll just see how that shakes out. We go to Sean from Facebook. Sean says, fans, just talking about fans being critical of Brandon Whedon's performance after one preseason game on the road against the playoff team and, you know, all those tough challenges that he faced. So Sean says, the only thing he is doing wrong right now is staring down his receivers. He said that will go away with confidence. Colt McCoy is too small, not accurate enough, and likes to run too early. And those who are still in the back and forth of the Whedon versus McCoy debate among fans. I don't know about the staring down receivers thing, Sean. I thought the two biggest mistakes he made in that first preseason game were, one, being just too confident in the pocket, just too confident to the point where he, you know, didn't even feel pressure coming behind him because, again, staring downfield, believing in his ability to stand tall in there and throw. And that's what you want. I mean, that's a good thing. But you can have what occurred, which is a fumble because someone's going to hit you from behind. The other thing he did was trust his big arm a little too much on the throw that was intended for Greg Little that ended up being intercepted. He forced a throw inside in a real dangerous area and thought, I think that, thought with his arm, with his accuracy, he was going to beat the coverage. Again, it's the right frame of mind, but you can get a bad result when you're, you know, when those chances backfire on you. Jason via Facebook, he says, is there room for Owen Marisic and Brad Smellie on the 53-man roster? Who has the edge? This is a great question, because when you look at Brad Smellie, first of all, I mean, Owen Marisic's a fullback. When you look at Smellie, yes, a fullback coming out of college, but a guy who really is a hybrid player, I think, between a fullback, a tight end, and whose greatest asset is that he can catch the ball well. And he demonstrated in that first preseason game, adjusting nicely while Seneca Wallace was under pressure and moving out of the pocket. He did a very veteran-like thing Smelly did as a rookie in adjusting his route to make sure he got open as the quarterback was moving, and then caught the ball and then made that nice power move into the end zone. That was impressive. I think you'd have to be a good blocker to do this thing in the NFL on a consistent basis as a fullback if you're gonna keep that position. And I'm not sure that Brad Smelly is quite that guy yet. Owen Marisic has to be that guy if he's going to retain the job that he had last year as a rookie, stay healthy too, but also just be the person who can consistently physically handle the chore of taking on bigger defenders and the pass rush. And it's a must at that position, catching, blocking. Evan via Twitter says, what do you think of Seneca Wallace's performance in that Lions game? I thought Seneca was Seneca. I thought he looked just about like you'd expect the quarterback of his experience to look. Do the things that he did in as far as moving around, as far as seeing the coverages and seeing things as the third guy in, going up against younger and, all those lesser experienced players playing defense for the Lions. He really should have had the edge, and he did. And he adjusted well to some things. But I don't know that it didn't look any worse than what we've seen from him. I'm not sure how much better it looked. I think it was a standard Seneca Wallace performance in that game. Okay, coming up, we are going to take a closer look at the Browns linebackers position. Bill Davis, the linebackers coach for the Browns, will be joining us as we continue with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
71 degrees, please.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service on all brands of equipment. For a dealer near you, just go to Rheem.com. That's Rheem.com.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey! Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
A flat-screen TV? Science. Your cell phone? Science. Exxon Mobil and clean? Science. You see, all Exxon and Mobil Smart Gasoline is specifically engineered to help remove harmful deposits, designed to help clean intake valves, formulated to help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even improve fuel economy. Thank goodness somebody paid attention during chemistry. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Think clean.
The Can-Am Roadster is like nothing else on the road. This stunningly styled vehicle has a unique three-wheel stance, two wheels in front and one in back, that delivers a combination of freedom and peace of mind that you've got to experience to believe. And now you can try the latest Spyder RS or Spyder RT at Power Sports of Cleveland in Brook Park. And with special financing, you can own a Roadster for as little as $199 a month. Power Sports of Cleveland, 5475 Engel Road in Brook Park. It's riding reinvented. Offer ends October 31st, 2012. Certain restrictions apply. Subject to credit approval. Power Sports of Cleveland for details.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Wednesday edition. Vic Carucci with you until the very top of the hour. And we want you to know that Cleveland Browns Daily has launched its own official Twitter page. The handle is at Browns_daily. You can get updates from Browns training camp, links to interviews and columns by yours truly, see photos from practice and other Browns events, and previews of what you'll be hearing on each show. That's Browns_daily. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We talk about our positional spotlight, which has been going on through training camp, the series on this show, and we're putting that spotlight right now today on the linebacker position, and had a chance to sit down with the linebackers coach for the Browns, Bill Davis. I asked him to give his big picture assessment of the position.
Well, right now we've got I've got a great young group. You know, I like the veterans that we have. A little nicked up right now, but we'll work through all that. The young guys are, it's a good talented group. They're very dedicated to the game. I'm very impressed with the way they study and work off, you know, outside of practice. And it's a good group. We just, you know, it's a young group that experience is what we're looking for now. And the way the preseason is playing out, as far as, you know, nicks at the linebacker position, that the young guys are going to get a lot of opportunities to grow and learn, and they're going to make some mistakes. But if they fly around and hit everything that moves, you know, we'll see what we have at the end of camp.
You don't want to see the injuries, obviously. You want everybody there that's at the position healthy and playing. But the fact is you don't have some. Chris Gokong gone for the year, and other players have been kind of in and out of this thing. As it relates to opportunity and for you as a coach at the position, is that the plus, that you get maybe some chances to play some people that maybe wouldn't get the reps otherwise?
Absolutely. We have one chance in the NFL to grow young players, and that's in the preseason. That's why the roster size to 90 is a very big plus. Now we've got to get them reps in both practice and in games. Preseason games are the only time during the course of the year that they get to develop as players. And really, we're our own feeder system in the NFL, and we got to see if they can play against this level of competition. So it's an absolute plus that these young, inexperienced linebackers are getting a chance to play against the starters of Green Bay and really see. You get a real accurate evaluation of them when they're against starters in the NFL. A lot of times in the preseason, your young guys finish the fourth quarter, right, and they're against their young guys, and it's almost an extension of a college evaluation. College guys on college guys, rookie on rookies. When you get to see them against starters from other teams, especially a team like Green Bay, you really get a good assessment of where they're at in their development.
In particular, with Chris Gokong being out of the lineup, a guy like Kaluka Maeva really gets to step up again. He did last year, of course, with some injury there and shuffling that you had to do, so he did get some significant action on the field. Where is Kaluka's game now in relation to where it was last year, and his readiness to step up to that challenge of filling in on the weak side?
I think Kaluka, through his experience from last year at the end of the season, is much farther along than he was when he went in last year. If you remember, the start of last training camp, Kaluka was coming off a knee injury. So he was a little out of shape, and he was trying to get the confidence in that knee. And by the time we were playing him at the end of the season, he had the scheme down because we didn't have the offseason. He picked that up well. And now he's got the game experience. And he doesn't make the same mistake twice. He's one of those guys that he's into it, and he's focused, and if he messes something up, he won't do that again. So we're at a great place with Kaluka right now. He's had a great training camp. We'll, you know, get him ready through the preseason, and then he's going to, you know, step up. That's what everybody's job is. One man goes down, next guy steps up, and you can't miss a beat.
And, Coach, he's such a willing, I know, tough guy, but a willing, aggressive player. But he has to make up for something because it's not the ideal size that he's going to bring there weight-wise, I guess, to it, say, versus a Chris Gokong, and there's, I know, a fairly big disparity in weight between them. But what are some things that, and I know this game, there have been some outstanding players, Hall of Famers, who didn't meet up with all the measurables, so I know that's not a limitation, but what does it mean when you're lacking that and you got to make up for it elsewhere?
Well, you know, a lot of times you want guys with measurables, obviously, but there's a saying that I learned early on in my career. If somebody's good enough, they're big enough. If they're good enough, they're fast enough. If they're good enough, all the other little limiting factors of measurables don't count. But first, you have to be good enough. And that's where Kaluka's trying to prove that he's good enough. Forget about the measurables. You're not going to change those. So what he has to make sure that he is on top of his assignments, his alignments, his keys, his techniques. He studies the opponents, and he's got to make sure that his room for error is limited. You know, he's has to take advantage of the gifts that he does possess, maximize those, work on the weaknesses he has, and that's how you become a solid NFL starter, and Kaluk's on his way to doing it.
Bill Davis, Browns linebackers coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coach, let's talk about some of the younger guys who are part of this group. James Michael Johnson, seeing him, he got some action last week against the Lions. What do you see in his development, and how close is he maybe to being a guy who could contribute pretty steadily to this linebacking corps?
You know, since the day JMJ stepped on our practice facility, we've all seen a lot of improvement from him. He came into training camp moving around better than he was in the offseason, and he was moving well in the offseason. He's in great shape right now. He's one of those young men that are all into the scheme and studying, and he's really into his playbook, which is exciting to see that a young guy gets that how important that is. And now he just needs experience. So every game, every rep, he just continues to learn from. And again, the key with these young guys is they're all going to make mistakes. You just can't, if you're seeing the same mistake repeated, there's a red flag. But JMJ's not doing that. He's, you know, he's learning from his mistakes, getting better every week, and hopefully he plays better against Green Bay than he did against Detroit. Not that he played poorly, but every week's got to be an improvement, especially when we're going to be challenged with some of these young guys to play some snaps for us early in the season.
Emmanuel Acho, another draft pick. I know it came in with really good athletic ability. What's he been showing?
Acho is probably one of the brightest young players I've had, rookies. Really understands the game scheme. Very few rookies can take your scheme and your responsibility and know everything about what he's supposed to do and focus on what the offense is doing. And Emmanuel's one of those guys that has the capacity to do that. And he's a very good leader. He's got, you know, real good leadership skills and command of the huddle. He lines guys up. They listen to him. They trust him. So he's come along well also.
And L.J. Fort seems to be a guy that is interesting as a player who's competing on that fringe area, maybe on the roster, but seems to get noticed. I certainly have noticed him in practice.
You got to credit our personnel department for a lot of these young undrafted guys. Obviously, they get credit for all the draft picks, but L.J. Fort is a young man that goes undrafted and comes out here and has got great instincts. He's got good movement skills. He's got some speed, some explosiveness, a sharp young man. Again, he's I'm very impressed with the way the maturity of our young players and how much they understand what you have to work hard and practice hard and study your playbook in order to see the results. So, again, I just need to keep feeding these guys experience and let them grow and learn from their mistakes, but we're excited about LJ.
Who else from the young group that you have there, because, again, these opportunities, these reps are more frequent with injury, are showing well to you?
Well, Craig Robertson is another one that's getting a lot of playing time, and Craig's from a small school, undrafted, a lot like LJ. They kind of fit into the same mold there, and they're moving around well, and they're, you know, they may be an inch or two short. It goes back to measurables, why you don't get drafted, but they're good enough. They play the game well. They contact people well. They tackle well. So when you can do those things, you know, the other things fall in place. You got to play the game of football aggressively and intelligently. And the measurables are the side note. That's a kind of... Sometimes more is made of measurables than need to be. And then, you know, Quentin Spears is a guy that moved from an outside linebacker position to a stack linebacker position. You know, he's got some skills in there. He's a good athlete. He's really a good pass rusher. JoJo is also a good young player that we picked up that is getting a little play time. JoJo Dixon, yes. And the whole crew, we've got a good, solid crew.
Dick Duran made reference to this, too, that one of the things about that Detroit game that is a point of emphasis is the run fits and making sure people are on that. And it sounds to me, Coach, like it's going to be a challenge, certainly for you and for the rest of the defensive staff, to make sure you get that the right way when you're dealing with young people, as you said, who are just learning about playing football at the NFL level.
One of the biggest lessons these guys have to learn, and we learned it the other night, you can say it as many times as you want as a coach, but they have to experience it. You have to do your job, and it sounds like a very simple statement, but you can get away when you're a better athlete in college than the guys around you to go try to do your job and somebody else's job. So a lot of these young guys in the first couple preseason games think that holds true here. When you don't fit your gap in the NFL, the running back will find it. He won't not find it. He always finds it. Mm-hmm. And when you don't take your pass coverage or think the quarterback's looking away so you can drift off your coverage to go help somebody else, the quarterback comes back and finds your open man. The room for error that you have in the NFL, you know, they were the best athletes on the field
sure. In
college. Now they're just one athlete of 22 that are on the field. And they better take care of their job and get it done right, or they'll be exposed. And the other night, we had some guys try to do too much or somebody else's or didn't understand their fit properly on a new run scheme, you know, that may be thrown at you in a game sure. That they haven't worked on. And it's real simple. Do your job. Be where you're supposed to be. Make the plays when they come to you.
Sounds simple, but it isn't always so. You're right. Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And one of the young linebackers Bill Davis was talking about is Craig Robertson, who joined the Browns as an undrafted free agent. Our own Jameer Howerton asked him how he was doing up to this point.
Up to this point, I've been getting better every day, just trying to fix the small mistakes. Every day is a learning experience, just trying to continue to get better every day.
And you look at this first preseason game, how you think you graded out there?
I graded out okay. Like I said, small mistakes, trying to get better every week. Just trying to continue to, you know, make myself and the team as best as possible.
You look at with Chris Gokhan coming out, how does that make you feel as far as thinking position there to step up and really emerge and take advantage of that opportunity?
You know, it's sad, you know, that we have injuries, but at the same time, we have to step up and win games. So regardless if it's me or anybody else on the linebacker corps, it's just time for us to step up, start winning games for the city of Cleveland.
And just what in particular to make that next step, that next progression here in training camp that you have to do as you get ready to face the Green Bay Packers?
Eliminate the small mistakes. You know, less mistakes, the better you play. That's the better you grade out. The best thing is just to eliminate all mistakes, as many as possible. Play fast, play confident.
Pretty much good advice for a lot of different players on this team from Craig Robertson. Okay, coming up next, going to answer your questions, going to comment on your comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns official social media pages. We're going to get into those next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Hagel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
if you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Quaker Steak and Lube is opening their newest location in Lakewood on August 15th. Great food, fueled up events, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charger. charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that, my friend, is why it's called a gazebo.
Once again, I find myself at Bonefish Grill for summer fresh catches. Tonight's protagonist, Lady Lobster. Her peak of the season succulents isn't around long, so I dive right into a bowl of authentic lobster bisque, fresh, creamy, and just $8.90. At the adjacent table is quite the spectacle. New England herself has plated a robustly chunked lobster roll, only $13.90. But I digress, for my grilled lobster and steak duet just arrived. A tale of forbidden love between a wood-grilled steak and cold water lobster. Along on this amorous adventure, a fresh Georgia peach martini. Too bad this summer lobster romance can't last all year long.
Enjoy all the summer fresh catches at Bonefish Grill before they're gone. Try our crab-crusted pompano or one of our grilled fish selections and signature sauces tonight.
So many choices, so little summer. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And it's time to check out what you have to say via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford Twitter page, which is at Browns_daily. You submit a lot of questions and comments to the show, and we want to take the time to answer them for you, like this one from Sandman003 from Twitter. He said, I got one for you. Make Josh Cribbs the starting free safety. We all know he can catch, tackle, run, jump, throw, blitz, intercept. Well, Josh Cribbs is a talented athlete, no doubt, Sandman, and there's a certain savvy about him, an awareness instinctively about being around the ball and doing things, and he offers there is a size speed combination there that's helpful, that could be helpful, I guess, on the defensive side of the ball. But I don't see a radical move from him going from his primary special teams role slash backup receiver role to a free safety spot. I'm not saying there would never be a situation when that might happen, but I think it would be forced by emergency. And yeah, this team has been hit with some injuries so far. We've seen that. We hope, we pray that it doesn't get any thinner than that. That's usually, I think, where those types of moves occur. And yeah, you've seen coaches do certain things with players, give them roles that we know through the through time, and Patriots have been famous for that. Other teams, as far as moving guys around on both sides of the ball, I just don't see that though for Josh Cribbs. I think the focus with him again is on special teams. I know he's talked about wanting to do and contribute more to the offensive side of the ball. Not sure that's in the cards for him. Looking at that receiver position. On the assumption that Mohamed Massaquah comes back healthy and is fully ready to get out there whenever that is after he sustained that concussion in the first preseason game, you still have got new people who are vying legitimately for a lot of playing time. You know, one being, of course, Travis Benjamin at wideout, and then Josh Gordon, and a third rookie in Josh Cooper. And these three, I think, have made legitimate cases for themselves, or are making legitimate cases for more time. I'd say of the three, Gordon has the most work to do to prove that he can be trusted to be out there. But on skill level alone, he probably offers the most because of his size, that rare combination of being a big physical guy and having, not only, I think, good hands, but really long fingers. He's got that. He's just been blessed in a way that, this is the ideal for, I think, what a receiver should be, especially in this type of offense, doing a lot of stuff over the middle, taking on a lot of physical challenges that are going to be there when you go into those danger zones on crossing patterns and such, slant routes. So when you look at the group of receivers, yeah, there's probably less of a chance for someone like Josh Cribbs to factor into it, but we'll see how it works out. Darjan from Twitter, he says, I hope to see a change in my team this season. I hope the new owner's pockets are deep. Changes need to be made badly. Well, Darjan, we'll see what changes come about as a result of Jimmy Haslam agreeing to purchase the majority interest of the team, and then when that becomes official, which right now looks to be at some point October, when the owners have their meeting to vote on this transfer of ownership, and it would require 3/4 approval, and there's no doubt that anyone, there's no one doubting that that's going to happen the way everyone expects it to, but. The deep pockets thing, your point is that he would be spending more to make the Browns a better team, more than they've been spending. And I'm not entirely sure that's what to expect from this ownership change. I would expect someone who comes from a Steeler organization where he had been a minority owner of that team, owned a minority share of that team, but was exposed to their philosophy, how the Steelers do things, which is rely very heavily on the draft, which is trust, growing and building your own, building from within, growing your own talent, so to speak, bringing them in as rookies and nurturing them into your system and acclimating them to what you do, versus trying to take the so-called finished product from somewhere else in free agency, spending a ton of money to get that player who's been accomplished but elsewhere, and expecting him to do that, do the same thing for you and be a major, a major boost to your football team. And that doesn't, in fact, that rarely works out that way. Free agent signings are always good, the way I see it, are good to supplement your roster. They should not define your roster. And the best teams in this league don't have free agents, the big time unrestricted free agents defining their roster. They do a good job of drafting. They do an even better job of retaining the players they've drafted. This is what this current Browns regime believes. This is how this Browns team is being built. The one you see, the steady and good drafting that's gone on the previous 2 years, we'll see what the results are from this year's draft. And you can still say the same, I guess, about last year's too, as far as how things pan out. You don't judge those types of things in 1 year. But it's encouraging that you find starters, you find immediate contributors, as the Browns have on defense primarily the last 2 years, but also on offense with a Jason Pinkston coming in as a rookie last year and still a very viable guy at left guard. Now we'll see what the offensive infusion does mean to this team, but a starting quarterback is one of those spots. And a starting running back, once he recovers, comes back from that knee surgery, Trent Richardson is yet another key component. And if just those, if you just end up with those two panning out in a big way, you've done a lot. Obviously, the expectation is for more, but that's quite a testament to what this team has done. And I think Jimmy Haslam, as an owner, will agree with that process, that approach philosophically. I'm not saying he's not going to make changes or at some point decide he wants to do it a different way as far as who's making these choices, but as it stands right now, it's consistent with what I think he believes in and has seen work in Pittsburgh. Okay, we've got much more coming up for you. We are going to take a closer look at the Packers. Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette will be joining us. So stick around for that and much more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We appreciate the fact. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless. And Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Hagel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
if you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, Quick Food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Quaker Steak and Lube is opening their newest location in Lakewood on August 15th. Great food, fueled up events, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar. Both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
It's just an old ball, really. Nothing more. We grew with it and studied it. We owned it and shared it. We prayed they would hit it.
Rip to right center, that's a base hit.
And miss it.
A swing and a miss, ball game.
We prayed they would catch it.
He made the catch.
And drop it.
Over his head, base hit.
We wanted it to bounce.
Fair ball and into the corner.
And fly.
This ball is going.
Speed up and slow down. We prayed it would come to us, and we wanted to give it away. We have watched it weather storms and bask in the sun, and it's always right here in our hands. Cleveland Indians.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parma Town. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com. Russo Rosalina.
Hi, this is Pat Shermer, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We appreciate the fact that you've chosen to hang out with us on this Football Wednesday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans unite, single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. This is your chance to purchase tickets for all the exciting home matchups, including the home opener and division rivals. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com to choose your games today. And joining us now is Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette to talk a little bit about the Green Bay Packers. And Pete, first of all, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing really well, and we appreciate the time. I think the first place to start with this Packers team, of course, is with injuries. Amazing. 19 players missing practice on Sunday. Now, the Browns and their fans aren't going to really sympathize, although, and that's 19 down from 21 the day before for the Packers. Browns had about 15 guys out of workouts earlier this week as well. So they won't have a lot of sympathy, but still, that's an extraordinary number of injuries to be in the 20s on that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I haven't had a chance to check around league wide. Obviously, that's interesting that the Browns have had so many guys out too. You know, in the whatever factor the new CBA might be playing in that. And I'll be really curious to see how coaches change camp next year. If, you know, McCarthy's been going long practices, the first 10 days he went really long practices. Maybe that'll change. Maybe he shortens it next year. But, yeah, they had 21 2 days ago, 19 yesterday. I think two guys came back today, but they added one or two. And then John Kuhn got hurt about 2 hours into practice. He's one of their running backs. They were down – one of their fullbacks. They were down to two halfbacks and two fullbacks. He got hurt, and it was during, you know how practices are structured, so it was during the last 7-on-7 and one-on-one period, and then they were going to do two team periods after that, about 20 minutes, and after the one-on-one, 7-on-7 period, McCarthy just canceled practice. He just said, that's it, we're getting off the field, because he didn't want to go through the rest of practice with three halfbacks, three running backs total.
Cut your losses.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, no, that's challenging stuff, to say the least. But let's talk about this, a new addition to the Packers, and a name that, of course, people who follow the Browns will recognize. Cedric Benson, who had been with the Cincinnati Bengals, is now on this Packers team. First question, has he been brought aboard too close to Thursday night's game to actually get on the field Thursday night, A, and B, what sort of impact do you think he's going to have?
Yeah, he just signed yesterday, last night, and he's at practice today. Now, with the new CBA, when you first come to camp, no matter when it is, you have to go in shells the first 2 days, so just that player. So he couldn't do any of the hitting stuff they did, and it'll be the same tomorrow. Now, with the game, there's no practice on Wednesday. It's just a walkthrough, and then the game Thursday, so he will not play this week, so you won't see him. I guess it remains to be seen what kind of role he has, although he can end up playing a lot and even being their starter. They've got James Starks, who's in his third year. They like the guy's ability. You know, and if people watching the playoffs 2 years ago when he helped him win the Super Bowl might remember him as a guy who came out of nowhere. But he's been hurt the whole time he's been here. And he just had a turf toe injury in their preseason opener on Thursday. So now he's out. And McCarthy said week to week. Now, when he says week to week, I'm sure it's like this around the league. When a coach says week to week, that usually means several weeks. Otherwise, guys that are day to day can end up being out for a week or two. So he could, he may not be ready for the start of the regular season. Their top backup is Alex Green, tore his ACL. He's a second year guy. He tore his ACL last year in October. He is practicing. He practiced from the start of camp, but they're limiting his reps. And guys coming off that major injury at that position, they're not going to want to play him full time, early in the season. So I could see Benson getting a lot of carries, getting a lot of the work. They're a passing team, so that might only mean 10 carries in a game, but I could see him getting a lot of snaps, though.
Now, let me ask you this: he was a guy that was available for a long, long time. I mean, just the fact that he, was available this long leads me to wonder. You know, the entire league had a shot at this guy, and it took this long for him to get work. What to you does that mean, if anything?
Well, I asked around a little bit about that. He's 29 years old. As we all know, that's getting way up there for a running back. He's obviously, I'm sure he's in decline. His rushing yards were down last year compared to the previous two, even though he passed 1,000. And from what I heard, he just had really unrealistic contract demands. Like, he was looking for, $3 million a year for a guy who's only going to be able to get teams. Where I'm sure there were teams out there willing to pay him the minimum and put incentives in there, but nobody's going to, pay $3 million and give him a sizable bonus, because, those guys can, a guy 29 or 30 can drop off the table. From 1 year to the next, he could go from being a pretty decent back to one who can barely, play in the NFL in one offseason. So I think he just had really realistic expectations, and finally, I think he, I'm guessing he was convinced to sign here because he saw, well, at least he'll get a chance to play. And I'm sure the incentives package is pretty good. So if he's getting a lot of carries and putting up decent yards, then he could probably make a lot of money.
Pete Doherty joining us. He covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, talking about tomorrow night's preseason game at Green Bay between the Browns and the Packers. This Packer team struggling with injuries badly, of course, but on top of that, it struggled with defense going back to last season, and ultimately, I guess that was the reason why a team that otherwise was on a run of winning 15 games in a row doesn't have maybe not only the perfect season, but better than that, another Super Bowl season. Tell me about, I know they drafted defensive players with their first six picks, so really aggressive Ted Thompson, the GM, was about addressing that. Tell me about how this, what shape this defense is in, and what kind of defense will we see in this preseason.
You know, that's funny that these guys, they never like will say, well, this was our problem or that was, but you judge them by what they do, and that just spoke volumes. You know, the first six picks were all defensive guys, and Thompson never trades up, and he traded up twice in those six picks to get guys that he targeted. So, you know, huge issues there. They were 32nd passing yards allowed and 32nd in sacks percentage. So, you know, they're looking for just any kind of improvement. You know, getting to the, you know, around 20 even would make a difference. Nick Perry was their first pick out of USC, outside linebacker. He's going to start opposite Matthews. Jarrell Worthy from Michigan State, defensive lineman whose strength is as a pass rusher on the inside. Mike Daniels from Iowa was a fourth round pick. He's an inside rusher also. They're just looking for one or two of those three guys to help with the pass rush and help Matthews. I think Matthews had, five and a half or six sacks last year. They want to get him back up in the double digits. And, the pass rush, as we all know, does a lot more for the secondary than the secondary can do for the pass rush. So,
right.
You know, they were looking to make a big jump there. Hard to tell, you know, in camp, I wouldn't have guessed a year ago at this time that they were going to be as bad on defense as they were last year. So I can't tell if they're any better or not, but or if they're significantly better, but you know, you would think they'll at least be a little better. Now the thing is, can they get to around 20 or 18 or 15, get in the middle of the pack defensively?
And Pete, let's talk about the strength of that team. Of course, the offense and particularly the passing game. How does it look with Aaron Rodgers and his receiving core? How that's all come together. It's something that I guess you could look at as a given, but everybody's trying to, Mike McCarthy, everybody's trying to find ways to ramp it up and stay ahead of the opposition. What have you noticed in this camp that might indicate that Aaron and this offense takes another step?
Yeah, if you watch, people watching the game on, watching game night, I think I'm assuming the starters only play the first quarter, maybe a series into the second at most. But Randall Cobb's going to have a lot bigger role this year. He was a second-round pick last year, showed a lot of talent, but they ended up not playing him all that much. He was also a return guy. He's probably going to be their number three receiver, in fact, if not on paper. And they're doing all sorts of things with him, lining him up in the backfield, getting the ball to him in as many ways as they can. He looks like he could end up being a playmaker in this league. He showed a lot of ability last year, and they're going way out of their way to get him touches this year. So I'm guessing we'll see that, Thursday night, unless for some reason they did, unless for tactical reasons they decide that they don't want to show the rest of the league, what they want to do with the guy, so they don't want that on film from a preseason game. But I would assume they'd want to practice that in game settings too. So look for him to get touches.
Very good. Well, outstanding stuff as always, Pete. And we appreciate the rundown, and we look forward to seeing you at the game tomorrow night, buddy.
Yeah, sounds good, Vic. Always good to talk to you.
He is Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette, covers the Packers, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless. And Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Kent State football fans, the 2012 Fan Fest is Thursday, August 16th. Come see the new layout in the indoor tailgate zone, watch the team scrimmage, and meet the players and get autographs from the entire team. Fun starts at 5 in the Fieldhouse. For more information, call 672-2244.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
Hey, the Roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and I got to tell you, when it comes to getting on the road, I choose Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Right now, the summer clearance event is happening at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, so what does that mean for you? Well, check these deals out. Get the all-new 2012 Jeep Liberty Latitude 4x4, all leather, heated seats, power locks and windows, and much more, leased for only $269 a month for 24 months. Plus, listen to this. They have $2,000 off MSRP on every new 2012 Jeep Wrangler. Plus, all the 2012 Wranglers are available with 0% financing. These great deals won't last long. Take it from the road, man. Get on out to the all-new location, now open at 310 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile, and get one before they're gone. Tell them the road man sent you. Save big now. Call 440-232-2121 for low lease deals and $2,000 off the Jeep Wrangler plus 0% financing. Check them out online as well at GanleyChryslerJeepDodge.com.
There has never been a better time to be part of the excitement surrounding Kent State football. The Flashes had a strong finish last year, and this year with a team full of veterans and talented recruits, they're looking to rise as one. Season tickets start at $40. Visit KentStateSports.com to order your season tickets today.
It's time for the MMA Minute. Now, with the latest mixed martial arts news, here's the host of Inside the Cage, Jordan Sherwood.
At UFC 150 on Saturday night, Benson Henderson retained the UFC lightweight championship, besting Frankie Edgar via split decision in their rematch fight. The contest was highly competitive and most scored the fight for Edgar. However, two judges scoring the fight cage side saw more action and significant striking from the defending champion, giving Henderson the victory. Also, over the weekend, UFC president Dana White confirmed that UFC heavyweight champion Junior Dos Santos will fight Cain Velasquez for the UFC heavyweight strap on December 29th in Las Vegas. This after weeks of rumors that heavyweight Alistair Overeem might get the nod as the next challenger to the title.
The MMA Minute with Jordan Sherwood. For the latest mixed martial arts news, listen to Inside the Cage, Saturday mornings at 8 on ESPN 1540 KNR2. ESPN Cleveland halftime deals are now available, so don't miss out. Log on to ESPNCleveland.com and click on the halftime logo to purchase gift cards to some of Cleveland's top dining and entertainment venues for half off. Right now, grab a $50 gift card to the Corner Alley or Rivals Sports Grill for only $25. Be sure to grab yours today. Restrictions apply. See ESPNCleveland.com for details.
This is Bernie Kosar, and you are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we're back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this football Wednesday edition, the eve of the Browns' second preseason game, taking on the Packers. That's tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Going to be there for that. Going to get into more of your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, the Cleveland Browns Daily Twitter page, at Browns underscore daily. And we start this off from Twitter with Benjamin, who's saying about the Detroit game, looking very messy out there. He said, stop the run and let the secondary make decisions. Don't think, react. Well, I hear what you're saying, and reaction is the buzzword of football, that you want to be doing more of that than thinking. But I think when you have a when you have a team as young as this one is, there will be more thinking. There will be more indecision because players are trying to get it right. They're working, I think, with literal translation of the coaching they get, and that's understandable. I also think, and Bill Davis pointed this out earlier in the show, that you're going to have instances where players try to do too much, try to rely on their athleticism, their ability to cover a lot of ground quickly because it's something they could do in college, something that doesn't work as easily in the pros. And as he points out, you know, backs will find those gaps in the NFL. It's just a fact of life. David from Facebook, he said he thought Ryan Miller looked strong at the end of the Detroit game. Do you think they will start moving him up to test him with the twos? I think Ryan Miller's progress will be gradual. Again, the youth being another factor here. What he doesn't know sort of working against him in terms of technique, in terms of the comfort level of playing the position. Right now, what he has going for him is that he's bigger, stronger, more physical than a lot of the people lined up across from him when it comes to playing late in preseason games against sort of fellow rookies. And this is, again, a hard time in a game to really gauge a player, a rookie's progress, because you're only measuring that against competition that is at his same level, experience-wise. And O-line is all about, you know, learning and experience. You saw how Jason Pinkston struggled a lot through most of last year. Sean LaValle, too, at the guard spots, mainly because of what they didn't know and mainly because they just didn't have a track record against anybody they were facing. And Ryan Miller, it's the same thing with just playing against your teammates in practice and in preseason games. But the physical part of Ryan Miller is the part that I think is going to serve him well and serve this team well, because there's just so much size and ability there and strength there. All right, we got to thank some people for tonight. We want to thank Bill Davis. Want to thank Craig Robertson. Want to thank Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Pete Doherty. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli, and also want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you not tomorrow night, because that's the game with the Packers, but on Friday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.